never done screaming, my Lady Gaga.
Yes, you wanna look. Yes, yes, you wanna look.
Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa.
Mio, 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 gato. Maserati lo moto.
I'm a mock and what time they pull. Cause I put up in
the I just want to be high.
I'm in love with plenty women. I know my money, all of them. You know my card, the shape or color. I go make sure, say I must call it.
I'm going to buffet. No, my get so come on your bed. Body on check, check, check. I thought I don't mind the bed, bed, damn man.
Malaku Ivan! Malaku come!
Chebe make a samoa. Say my tukina go join court. You want to bamba? You wanna cheat with the big boys?
Okay. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Dachelle Shebrook. I'm back again literally after 2 good weeks. I'm sorry, that's the first thing I have to say. I have no no good excuse for leaving this long, but what can I say? A lot of things and a lot of situations with the problem, but I can't start naming my personal problem in all these things. But all the same, I'm back. That's the good news, and a lot has really happened, and I really want to say we really missed out. I might not be able to cover up what really has happened, and I don't know if I can be able. One of the greatest one would be to talk more about the headings and some of those things. I was even hoping to play some of the categories and songs that won the headings, or the artists that won some of the categories from the headings. I was really literally looking forward to that, but what can I say? There are new songs out. We needed to listen to them. Davido just dropped an album. I promised you Joe Boy review on his album. You know, trust me, a lot is really on. And I wish I could cover everything in just one episode, but I can't. You know, an hour long is not something that I can really talk and just talk about things. Everything. This is probably like 3 weeks situations, and a lot has really happened in these 3 weeks. So that is that for that. I go by the name Dachelle Shebrook. If you're hearing my voice for the very first time, I'm the host of this very program, My House, and we'll come here every Wednesday by 6:30 just to talk about African music and African entertainment all together. And all the same, we also listen to the latest or the trending or any African songs, even from the 1970s. Don't worry, we will listen to everything here, and we just talk about what's going on and how it's happening in Africa. Well, first of all, I just want to say a lot has really happened. Talking about Two-Face, Idibia, and his new can I say girlfriend or crush, or I don't know the name to title right now, because they haven't really given themselves any name. But Two-Face new girlfriend has been trending again, and finally we saw Annie out on the red carpet of the headings, and she came, she was glowing, and she even won. I saw a content creator who made that, you know, play a game, and she won money, and it was fun. It was good to see Idibia back again. Annie, I don't return the name back, but I'm not sure she has, but we still call her Annie Idibia. She was looking good and great, and just as always. And Charlie Poppy, after performing at the headings and also winning a category, he said he's gonna be boycotting the headings any other time, because they didn't give him any plaque for the award that he won. And also the Big Mouth Kataifi also came out again and, you know, blast the headings and said they nominated Moban for Cloud. I don't know why he said that, but all the same, if I'm not making any mistake, Mobad won like 2 categories, and the video Egu, yes, also featuring Chiki and Mobad. I don't know who featured who, but they both did the song together. Also won the best director and I guess the best video of the year. So amazing visuals. I love the song, no doubts, no strings attached. But all the same, he said, they nominated him for Clout and all of those things. But no doubt, I don't know why he said that, but we're going to be jumping all of the, we have a lot of things to talk about, talking from the songs from Davido's albums and all of those. I, hopefully, I just hope we're going to be talking, we're going to be having a day to really review that individual album, because a lot of people are not really, I think a lot of people are not giving it the credit that it deserves. A lot of people are still mocking it, a lot of those, just, you know, the internet, you know, king of trolls out there. So without talking too much right now, our next very first song for today's episode is going to be coming from Chikia Ibrahim, and he titled this one Sam. We'll be back after the song.
Hamkhamum kuko am nyakodara. Hamkhamum kuko amul amodara. Sama dom jangil, soma give isa dara. Sama dom jangil, soma give isa dara.
Okay, that was Chika Ibrahim, and he titled that one Sam. And you're welcome back if you're just joining us. This is My House, a program will come here every Wednesday by 6:30 to 7:30 to talk about or to listen and to listen to African music all together. And talking about the entertainment news again, we have reactions as Mode Buzz Widow son received singers Platinum's Award at the 2025 Eddings. And also popular TikToker collapsed dies during live broadcast in Lagos. And on the 17th Eddings Award drama as next rated Odumo the Black refuses to leave the stage. When I watched the clips, I don't know what was going on, but trust me, Odumodu, as they cut him off, he refused to leave the stage until because he wanted to give his speech. Rapper Odumodu Black cost his stare at the 17th Eddings Award ceremony at the Echo Conventional Hotel in Lagos on Sunday after he refused to exit the stage after receiving his award for the next rated. Odumodu Black, who stormed the stage with his mother and 10 men, had his microphone turned off midway into his acceptance speech and asked to leave the stage to enable the organization manage time, but he declined. The organizers were forced to restore his mic connections to allow him finish his speech. Against all odds, I have pushed against so many barriers like this. A couple of years back, there were so many feelings we could not express through our music. This world would clap us down. You can't be this. You can't speak like. You can't do this. You can't release music in this way. Me standing here today is a proof that all those things are fallacies. It only would have been possible through my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who have been there for me through thick and tiny. Tonight, God has shown that God reigns, the rapper said, and his microphones after his microphone was restored. And it was a great speech, by the way. And when he won the award, it was also a great one. And by the way, the award was also presented to him by the one and only Davido. Yes, it was presented to him by Davido. And after that, we have Arasta says, I hope my mom won't listen to my song. I bragged about season a mass private part. And Arasta has shared that she doesn't wish her mom to listen to the second verse of a new collaboration with Wizkid, Give Me That, where she commanded a man to let her survey his private parts. In the second verse of the song, we sampled Wycliffe Jane and Mary Blaine 2002 911. Arasta shared that a lot of men washed out from the wrong reasons, but she knew how to flip the gaze into power. So many people want to lick my stew, so baby, chill. Make I survey your tools, and if I undo you two by two, you feel scream, you go lose your cool, she sings. And to be frank and sincere, this is officially our second song for today. Arasta and Wizkid, Give Me That. An amazing song, an amazing song, an amazing song. It has been trending all the way, and this is the only song that has been able to kick the video out of the top 100, from the top number one officially from the African chart right now. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Arasta featuring Wizkid, and the boat title is one, Give Me That.
Listening to my house on Radio Fab.
No, no pressure. Make you give me that love. If you give me, I no go let go. Give me, make I cure my sanko. Feelings got me hitting on a freaky dance floor. Make you give me that love. If you give me, I no go let go. Make you give me, make I cure my sanko. Feelings got me hitting on a freaky dance floor.
Goddamn, get the way your body make me feel excited. Loving you, they put me on a different mindset. Girl, not only you, they make me stick to one girl. Goddamn, and let you do it, goddamn. Picture perfect, no they mind them. Keep it private, fuck on ballet. If you need me, baby, I'll be right there.
All my time for my idiot. Bum bang show you the baby you. Do me many things till they hear me you. I'm ready if you're ready to.
Give me that love. If you give me, I no go let go. Give me, make I cure my sanko. Feelings got me hitting on a freaky dance floor. Make you give me that love. If you give me, I no go let go. Make you give me, make I cure my sanko. Feelings got me hitting on a freaky dance floor. Diallo, diallo. If I give you my love, make you no disappointed. Be I catch you for mind, oh. Diallo, diallo.
By the name Dachula Sherbrooke, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was Gimme That by Arista and the one and only Starboy Wizkid. And we have our next news is coming from David Bonoboy. I'm saying that Nigerian music industry gatekeepers did everything possible to break him. Bonoboy has claimed that Nigerian music industry gatekeepers did everything possible to stunt the process of his career. By the way, he disclosed this while recreating a viral clip from a recent interview where a viral music executive, Obi Asaki, claimed that some Nigerian music industry gatekeepers tried to frustrate Bonoboy's career, but he bypassed them and blew up internationally. Commenting under the comment section of a blog which posted a video on Instagram, Bonoboy wrote, "This is not even half of the story. They did everything they possibly could do to break me. They are still trying their best, laughing at LOL, but all they did was create the unique fire that will continue to burn them for eternity." Bonoboy came into national revolving with the release of his song "Like to Party" of his debut album "Life," leaving an impact for eternity. His career encountered setbacks the following years, but then began relegation to an underground artist. However, his career skyrocketed internationally with the release of an heartbreaking track "Year of the Creature" album "Outside." Following his overseas success, Nigerian fans and music head began to personalize Bonoboy again. And that is 100% true, because I can barely remember, and all of this happened whereby Kanye West released his album "Year" at that time, and Bonoboy just 6 months before that, Bonoboy released his single "Year." And that is this, I think that's this the song many people felt like Bonoboy came out with. But ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you Bonoboy was out at like 2012 already with that album, like leaving an impact for eternity. Yes, already. And that's the debut single for that album was "Party," literally. And I can remember that single. Even I guess Whiskey was in that music video, by the way. And after that, he did song after song after song, but he was just like this regular guy everybody just knew. Like, even people like Runtown were above him at that time. But God so kind, when he did "Yeah," around January, and Kanye West released his debut album, just an EP, if I'm not making any mistake right now, EP titled "Yeah," and everybody, you know, SEO, everybody was just searching for Kanye West album, and his song keep popping up and people were vibing to it. And after that, it became a more recommended song, you know, all platform was recommending it like Spotify, Apple Music and the rest of them, and people were like also sending it out of, check out this artist, the Nigerian, the guy good, you know, things like that. Everybody was just vibing and the song was relatable. At the end of the day, it became a hit. It did a video, and that was how Bonoboy became Bonoboy again, before he came out with the new album again, "African Giant," and after that it became a sensational after sensation after sensation. So I would definitely agree with him, because Bonoboy was alongside with Wizkid was, you know, Wizkid, Davido were on their own level at that time, but when Davido came out and after that it was Bonoboy, they were all at the same kind of, you know, category, you know, rubbing shoulders together. But at one time Bonoboy just went missing. It was just Davido and Wizkid and, you know, some other rest of them and all of those. At one time, you know, he almost got missing, 100%. And I can really relate to the story, because I kind of followed the music industry from those times. So I guess the guy is not really missing a lot of big deals out of the stock right now. So our next song is coming from Zlatan featuring Fola, and the boat title is one, "Get Better." We're going to be back after this amazing song. go by the name Dachel Chevrolet, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
When you know day, and I know for dying, you need to be show face. Ah, show face. Or you are followed by for a lawyer. Oh, my low, long by low day. Make lucky, you do not go whine me for old age. Ah, old age. I just want things to get better. Copa, go dumpa. Why me? I be working money, cheddar. I need more fair booga. I swear I can't deny. I just want things to get better. Go, me, I be working money, cheddar. I need more fair booga. I swear I can't deny.
Striking deals, my suit. I delicate just buy new private jet. And you see me, my grind reduce.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see who get before. We no get again. Now why my morale they boost?
Alone.
My soldier the shiny boots. I know they follow anybody catch a cruise. Now my debt get business with my 32. I don't see who there is money collecting, baby. Bad boy Jago could feel relate. As I they walk up, who I see not on my cake. Put on my enemies to shame. I focus. Pay the price, no be saying no cost. Go much and last year, good judge. That ugly boy, we no fear for the creek. Back then, don't get full
I just stuff. Want things to get better. Copa, go dumpa. Me, I be working money, cheddar. I need more fair booga. I swear I can't deny. I just want things to get better.
I'm working money, cheddar. And if you know they will let you, what's up? Every summer getting your bus stop. I say Ronaldo, they find the World Cup. After the rainy days, there come the sunny days. The vision must be televised.
No be everyone for UK, now you be okay.
95 want to make them paralyzed. But we go there, okay. We get belay, get to due date. Can you see the convoy? Police for my in-laws. Girls love it when they come around. Around.
Okay, that was Lantern and Fola, and the boat titled That Very One Gets Better. Yes, and talking about entertainment news again, we have Femi Kuti coming out to say that his father Fela said his music was rubbish. Yes, Femi Kuti has revealed that he faced oppression from his father Fela Kuti and his fans after he left the Afrobeat pioneer band to form his own in 1986. And ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who don't know, Femi is the first son, if I'm not making any mistake here right now, but he's apparently the only son who, not the only son, Sean is also doing music, by the way, but he's the only person who kind of copied his father's legacy. And when I mean his father's legacy kind of music, I'm talking about the king of Afrobeat, Fela Kuti. Yes, he's the only person who kind of copied everything that his father was doing. He's still the one playing sax today, still the one that, trying to keep the legacy going. And he's talking about the story how he left his father's band in 1986 and they all criticized his song at that time. And he said he explained that Fela's fans turned against him as they saw him as an exit from his father's band as a rebellion. The multiple Grammy nominee artist said his father also demolized him when he dropped his debut album after he criticized it in the press. He stated that during the album launch, his father walked to the stage and told the press that the album was rubbish. Speaking in a recent episode of Sonically podcast hosted by Eli Kong, Femi Kuti said that when I left my father's band, his fan base turned against me. It was like, how dare you fight, fella? But it wasn't a fight. I was lost. I had a formal education and he was going to become a great musician. I was lost. I was crying inside me, but people didn't understand. They thought I was doing what I was doing because I was protested. I just focused and said, I can't turn back right now. I would rather die trying. So I just continued, and he never stopped, and I never stopped since then. The first time my father heard my first album at the launching in 1989, he said it was rubbish, and he went on stage and said it to the press. I was, you know, quite upset, and he was the last person I expected such an ash review from. And Femi Kuti finally got his father's validation years later after he watched him perform two of his tracks, No Place for My Dreams and Mind Your Business, at the Afro Shrine. So at the end of the day, it became a beautiful and a lovely story. So our next song is coming from Charlie Poppy and Burna Boy, and the boy titled this one Loud. And one beautiful thing about this song again is that people are saying this is the remix, but Charlie Poppy, Burna Boy really kind of cleared the air, and Charlie Poppy also approved it by saying when he left DAPA, he was kind of, you know, how will I say it, confused and felt like betrayed and all of those things. So he was trying to reach out to people he knew he could reach out to, you know, message Wizkid and the rest of them. But the only person who literally replied a couple of hours or days later was Burna Boy, and he invited him to the studio. They did what they did together, and when he heard Lao, he said he was going to drop it. But after that, Burna Boy also called him and said he was not going to be able to drop, he shouldn't drop Lao at the moment, because him himself has a couple of projects he's putting out that moment. So he should, you know, hold on a little bit. So that was why Charlie Poppy said he took out his verse and then put Lao out officially. But literally speaking, the Burna Boy's verse was officially the original song. It was not the remix. So that's why they even titled it Part 2. So ladies and gentlemen, this is Burna Boy's verse on Lao by Charlie Poppy.
You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
Shawty fucking puppy, the president of Pluto.
Fire, man.
Desperado. Many, many. Mamiko. Balotelli. Ladies taking me photo. Paparazzi. Don Julio. Don Diami. Ecumete ula. Ni pestas aula. Asa me chaula. Ni te ula. Ecumete ula. Ni pestas aula. Asa me chaula. Ni te ula. Ye la. Ye te ula. Ye la. Ye te ula.
Don't let it twist it. You know, get to business. I take my kindness for weakness. Softly, no go tear my singlet. Oh, boo, cha cha lenche. No, they joke with my percentage. No go give to Caesar. What belongs to Otoku? Ah, all this you at all. The money over their love. Money no like cha cha cha. Oh, who ni mo fi gaza? All in all, man, I brought. Yeah, master, mama, now fist the chance you for your turn.
Eku me de ula ho, ni pesta za ula ho, aza me tra ula ho, ni de ula ho. Eku me de ula ho, ni pesta za ula ho, aza me tra ula ho, ni de ula ho, ye la ho, ye de ula ho, ye la ho, ye de ula ho.
It's not the way you see me, because of the way you're talking to me, yeah. Think you see me the street of Oba, you see me the street of Sapler, you see me Umioko, you see me Tenjo, you can talk to me like this.
I go by the name Dachel Shevrug, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
Continental, Monumental, Goalie forever, Top and North, Top and Cow, I think my day must be meta, Smoke is
Zaza. Let me get forget your mother.
Okay, that was Lao by Charlie Poppy featuring the one and only Odogwu Burnaboy. Yes, as I earlier said, that was supposed to officially be the single, but Burnaboy's verse was removed due to he had a couple of jobs he needed to drop that period, and that was why. And with that being told, I understood, you know, it happens every time, every day in the industry. And for talking about politics right now, we're going to be talking about politics because a lot of news also has been trending since all this while. But the one that really caught my attention was, and I really needed to comment on it, because even Daddy Shoki himself commented on it. It was the Niger state governor who said they should arrest anybody with dread. And in other words, Daddy Shoki also came out and said, before you start banning dreadlock, make sure you cut your beards, because the governor has a lot of, you know, beards on him, and I don't know how to describe it, but if you know Niger state governor, you should know. And my take on that was, how, where from nowhere did dreadlock become a crime? Like, I'm not trying to justify anything or trying to be on either side or whatever thing, but I just think it's about time Nigeria or African as a continent or as a people start embracing or start waking up to some certain things. I think we're watching too many Nollywood movies or Hollywood movies. That's why a lot of things are still happening to us. But in my little years that I've lived on planet Earth, I've come to realize that, and I always keep saying this, looks doesn't really fucking matter, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get it twisted. Look don't matter. The most gangster people you can really see are people on suit and tie. Leave your touted agberus and whatever thing. You're looking for people who are literally going to pull a trigger for you just messing around them for no fucking reason. Are people who are so decent with low cut and wear clean beards, and trust me, they are smelling beautifully nice. You see those people that you see on the street and they are looking tattered, and I don't know how to describe them. You call them touts, by the way. They are just acting it. They are so fucking harmless. Those fucking tats that you're saying right now, you can just be like, ah, but Alpha, see. Me probably, let's do it this way. You can see a tout right now blocking you on the road and be like, yes, they are trying to disarm you. That's the word I know they call it. You know, trying to collect whatever you have from you. You know, I don't know. Anything. And they be like, okay, Gaffa, drop what you get, bring your phone, bring this. And you be like, okay, fine, I don't have my phone, I don't have anything, but look at everything I have. And you're submissive to them. You give them a probably... Let's say, for example, you jam them in the roadblock and be like, okay, I have £10 with me, I have $50, I have 10 euros. Take, this is all I have. I'm the ghetto set you. They have nothing with you. But you see those ones on suit and tie. Those are the ones that are literally killers. They'll be like, okay, fine. They were paid to kill you, for example. It's like you give them 50 million. They are professionals and they are get to carry on. So it's about time to start looking at people. People will just look at people and be like, hey, you look really, really, really responsible. Does responsibility comes from the face. I don't know who gave us this mentality. There are so many responsible people that you think they are responsible. When you literally fuck with them, they fuck with you 1,001 times more. So for that reason, I just feel like it's about time we just let this thing slide and just like, yeah, because a person wear dread, that's what it's supposed to be. Because person wear, I don't know, wear rugged jeans, this is it. Because somebody has tattoo, I don't know. These things, for me, I'm literally in Italy right now, and I think I've seen bankers with earrings, not just pins. I mean, tout earrings, big earrings on their ears. I've seen police with tattoos. It literally did not remove any of their positions from them, but they are doing their job. That's what matters. So that's what I'm trying to say. So at the end of the day, it's about time we just let go of all these things. And then literally, you can still find police that wear just jeans, sleeves, and they go to work. They accept them in their offices. You see them normal. It's just a thing. It's just a dress code. It doesn't mean that's who they are. People can dress to be pastors, but trust me, inside of them they are gangsters. People can dress to be, you know, nice people. That's why we easily get misled as humans. We just look at people outwardly and just feel like, geez, this is who they are. So for me, I think it's a big deal, because if you, that is, you know, that is shocking, that is a dread guy right now, you want him to, you want people to arrest him or harass him because he's putting on dread. But this has been his look since, like, literally I knew Daddy Shoki. I'm not trying to remove anything. That literally since very first day I knew Daddy Shoki. Like, I knew he's an artist, he's a celebrity, he has been wearing dread. So because of your stupid new laws now, you want him to go call Baba Muna Arizina now. It don't make sense. So without talking too much right now, my next song is coming from Tiwa Savage, You For Me. And without talking too much, we're gonna be back after the beautiful and amazing song by the Queen.
Go by the name Dachelle Chevrog, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
Talking like you're ready, can you handle that? Maybe we can settle that. I know you're feeling from my bigger back, oh, all in your face, all in your face. I'm down to do what you really want to. Champagne with a little fun, yeah. Show me what you really want. Nobody do me as good as you. See my recoil, just like magic. Drive me loco, automatic. So electric, roboto. Oh, you give me such an essence, I can hack it. So spiritual, fresh out the package. Oh, I wrap like bandage on you. It's only you for me. You for me. You for me. I wanna, nobody fit to they can never ever. Caesar, call you my Caesar. I'm still a diva, but I'm a keeper. It's your ability for stability's how you keep me held in captivity. Hold me like it. You know I'm for real. See my recoil, just like magic. Drive me loco, automatic. So electric, roboto. Oh, you give me such an essence, I can hack it. So spiritual, fresh out the package. Oh, I wrap like bandage on you. It's only you for me. You for me. You for me.
Okay, that was Tiwa Savage, You For Me. Yes. I'm sorry about that. Yes, that was Tiwa Savage, You For Me. And if you're just joining us, this is My House. I go by the name Dachelle Chevrog. We come here every Wednesday by 6:30 to talk about African entertainment and listen to African music all together. And we have Iyanya reacting to the accusation of picking side in Davido's and Wizkid beef. Iyanya has reacted to the accusation of picking side with his colleagues, with the beef between his colleagues, I mean Davido and Wizkid, by the way. Iyanya, who collaborated with Wizkid on his track Sexy Mama earlier in his career, has recently accused of switching sides on the Starboy bus following his public show of support for Davido's music. On Wednesday on X, at Akubastri made an accusation again when he wrote under a post by the singer, "I thought Wiz was your friend. I'm just wondering why you switch side and turn into Davido's boy." Reacting, Iyanya explained that he doesn't have any issue with any of their colleagues, stressing that he supports Wizkid the same way he supports other artists. And he said, He accused the fan of pitting artists against each other. He wrote, "I don't have an issue with any artist. I played with Kids Made in Lagos and Morayo the same way I played other artists' songs. Most artists will not say this. Artists are the first to listen to other artists' projects when they drop. Now, our work to know what's happening in the game in terms of sound and etc. I was playing for last song before he had a big song because at Franklin loves listening to lots of new artists and we always introduce me to their sound. And Fireboy Ademola has an album, Joe Boy's Viva La Vida Loca album. I dey play all and I tell you, me no get any meal, so make una stop this friend or no friend. Me and Bonner still dey see for club 3. Me and Bonner still see for club 3 weeks ago and we still vibe well. Now una fans they try push agenda, we not dey. Yes. And Yenya is coming out to clear the air that he's just, you know, a neutral guy, you know, just vibing around with artists and nothing more, nothing less. Like, he's just cool with all of his colleagues. And I think I see nothing wrong with that. Because a lot of people might have been like, why you not just Davido? I don't understand. Why Davido not doing your side? Like, okay, who Yenya they fuck with? You don't want to fuck with them. But I really don't see any big deal with that. Because also, I think that's how life should go. And that's how literally I think as a person I was brought up. My parents once told me one thing, and he said, even if they're having issues with anybody, I shouldn't have issues with that person because that thing could be personal. They could be the one who is wrong, so I shouldn't pick that. If it comes to in the morning and I see the same person, I should holler at them, greet them. If they don't answer, it's their own cup of tea. But if they do, congratulations. But don't let it seem like we are the one stopping you to talk to anybody we are not talking to. And I came to realize that's true, because along the line, my personal preference towards things might not really go away. There are people that literally I don't just like, not because anybody complained them to me. The energy might not match. 100%. The energy might not match. Not be saying that by force or anything. The energy might not match. But along the line, you have a friend which they really, you know, probably, okay, let's do it this way. Our energy might not match, but the person, your friend might be doing, let me see, is a sort of warehouse business, for example, and the person you are having beef with is also a distributor. So because of, say, you the beef the same person, you don't want your friend to start selling their goods or in them, or say. So for me, I really don't see anything there. They could be friends or business partners, you know, doing their thing together, but me and you cannot collide. But me and this person, see, they collide. It's just the same way it goes. So you friends with somebody doesn't mean they should be enemy with somebody else. It's just not right. If you're pushing such an agenda, I just think it's about time you flip your thoughts towards such a thing, because even your parents might, their family members that your parents don't like, I'm not talking about that your parents don't like, but that doesn't mean other family members are not friends with the same person. It goes that way. People don't like people. People also just love people for no reason. So that's what I have to say. And this song is coming from the two baddies right now, Olamide and Wizkid, and it's the most anticipated song for the week, and they titled this one Kai.
Wondering where my dreams take me tonight. I can't slow down. I can't go back. I feel home at last.
Nothing is carved in stone. You know the night is young. I'm feeling good, I'm in my zone. Run me a fat big blunt. And now them double wallet. I'm burning in my lights wallet. Dory me dory like what? Cause I'm a gun love. I be shame me can't stop. I'm so fly, my God. Mr. Bombastic, Mr. Romantic. African boy with the do magic. Came in a bunch, left in a Lambo. Manga boy, everybody want blue. Bounce that line of Tabati Dagbo. My new matter, my piano. I'm a lay wajo. And you lose control. My your knees touch your toes. Give you the bad man love. I'm a lay wajo. And you gon' lose control.
my love. I'ma look out to Dubai. She make you spend all the time. When they make you cry, turn to the left and right, baby, cry. Cry. No killing person, baby, cry. Kill you one day, gon' go by. Ebelebe, baby, cry. Cry.
It's so easy, cause the money surplus. Now money don't stop a long talk, long talk. How many things you won't count? You better relate with your mind. I see the vibe, I see they do me. Don't go use your own, gon' confuse me. JJ, I did not see they do me. Hot box pass, baby, fool me. Fool me, diamonds every new way. If there's something that you wanna do, do it. Oh, walele, wale, mome. Men, the physical effect, wale, mome. Oh, I'm bella, boom, you. Oh, my, apa, me, too. Oh, my, casa, me, goes. Oh, my, le, wajo. And go lose control. My knees touch your toes. If you did bad man love, I'm gonna lay you at
joke.
And you go lose control.
My
knees touch your toes.
And your knees touch your toes.
If you did
bad man love,
I'm gonna look out to Dubai. She make you spend all the time. When they make you cry, turn to the left and right, baby, cry. No killing person, baby, kai. Kilo one day, gon' go by. Ebelebe, baby, kai. Kai.
You're listening to my house on Radio Fab.
Mr. Romantic, Mr. Fantastic,
okay, that was literally the most anticipated song of the week. Kai by Olamide and Wizkid. And first of all, the song was already dropped. It had not been seen a new song we never hear before. But it all became a better jam when we saw the music video, especially some of the B-roll shot from the sets of the music video when Wizkid was, you know, and Olamide doing their battle thing. Olamide, you know, the thing is, I just feel like Olamide and Wizkid just have this literally brotherly love within themselves, and it's difficult to find elsewhere. It's just difficult to find elsewhere. You know, seeing the joy in their faces, I don't know. You know, you can't fully know a heart of a man, but seeing that sets, and you just feel the energy around there. You know, literally, you can literally see the energy around there. I really felt it behind the scene and all of those. So it's a beautiful thing, and I kind of liked it. I literally love it. And we have Mayokun Hints of Marriage. I am off the market. He's literally telling us right now that he is getting married. I don't know if he has proposed or he is already married, because some of these celebrities said that they make me the fear. This is how I literally knew that what was this girl's name again? Tuama was married, a content creator from Nigeria and also a comedian, by the way. She was married. It was because she posted it, and not that she posted it, she made a joke about it. I felt like it was just, you know, a joke, and I went ahead, started digging and searching. Then later I found out that she was married. So it could happen also that one of Imeyoku is already married. If they are giving birth, I know it's the normal thing, but married, I'm not too sure. But I just think literally Mayoko might be married, so for him to make such a statement, I think he is. And talking about our next song is from Davido with you featuring Omalay. And talking about this album, the album is titled 5. I officially think I'll be doing the review itself because it's an amazing piece of art. And the promotion wasn't really kind of done in the first 3-4 days. Nobody really knew Davido dropped an album. Nobody knew. He kind of did it low key this time, just dropped the album and I just, you know, pipeline and all of those things. But trust me, to this very day, it is doing well. Until Give Me That came and pushed it off number one, and also Zinolowski's album also went and pushed it off from the number one best album of the period, you know. But I just think it's going to top again sometimes, because having songs like With You and Omalay, with Omalay in the album is just so amazing. It's just a feeling I felt like many artists has missed, and that is when I started grumbling, and I felt like Wizkid really did us dirty when I heard the rumor that he took out Omalay's verse away from what is it called from his album, and this, I don't know if the song was literally scrapped, but I heard they had a song together but didn't made it to the album, or it was on my list verse I didn't made it to the album, same as with the Modu Black. So these are a few things I'll keep saying. This is one business wise ideas I'll say. Emotions should not be added to business. That's if it's true, allegedly. I heard, I'm not saying, but if it was, it is wrong of Whiskey to just do such a thing and be like, yeah, I want to drop this guy because of, say, don't do collaboration with this guy. For me, it doesn't make any sense. You are here to make good music, let your fans feel your vibe. You know, I don't know. I'm just saying, if you are a friend with somebody, it's not my problem. As long as we vibe together, we did something great and we're making magic together. So, like, for example, right now, songs like from Davido, from I think Tyler is in the album, Chris Brown, a lot of people is in his album 5, but the one from Omale, see, somebody once said something apart from Bona, Olamide, Whiskey, Davido, and the rest of them, the person that really gathers all of the fans together is Omale, and that's true. That guy literally, when you know, is go down the comment sections of any of these songs anywhere, then you realize that yes, this guy is literally the just the biggest thing right now in Africa. But just that he doesn't have a fan base, that's just the fact. Omale is literally the biggest thing right now in not even if not Africa, but Nigeria right now. If like Omale drop single right now, I believe he could top the video for album EP right now, could top the video for album. So no cap about that. So I think that's one of the biggest chance my son Whiskey made, and the chance he lost, and he made a very huge mistake, literally. But I don't know, allegedly, sorry, by the way. So I don't know if it is true or not, but I just hope it's not, because if it is, he's on his own loss, not before anybody do it. So without talking too much, right now we have the video with you featuring Olamide, as I said, the biggest song right now out of Africa.
Listening to my house on Radio Fab.
Every weather is getting cold, cold inside. Double sweater, I am young, ordinary, paranoid. I can't picture this world without you, my life. If I speak English, you will cha-cha-cha, no walking. I know what punish you, I want to punish you. If you see my baby, you go shut up. I'ma get too fine, don't be makeup. My baby, lie down, no. Finish work for me, oh. Oh, tomato, put that thing back, oh.
By the name Dachle Chevrolet, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
Okay, that was Davido and Omale titled With You. As I said, one of the most anticipated song right now, or the biggest song right now in Africa, trust me. Just left the number one spot with Gimme That by Arista, and as I said, hopefully I wish it gets there back again, because it's an amazing song and it's a beautiful one, and everybody literally is vibing towards it. And now we also are finally Pela meeting Runtown after apologizing for calling him an upcoming artist artists. I guess we talked about this few couple of weeks ago or months ago when I said Bella was doing a live stream and people were making mentions of artist names he would, you know, play songs he would play on the live stream. Because for those of you who don't know, Bella is literally the biggest streamer from in Africa, and he's from Nigeria, by the way. And he said Runtown is an upcoming artist, and a lot of people really go mad and, you know, go furious. In other words, Runtown, I think, went to drop a single which a lot of his fans were also mad about, and said Runtown would have just left where he was, because having some piece of work done and coming out to do some certain things again just because he wants more picking call him out, it really does not make any sense. And I was also for it, because Pella not really know Runtown. I believe say Pella now still is still the weapon pass with Runtown be Runtown. So it's just a kid. He literally does not know Runtown. So that does not stop you from just being who you are. Like you can hear these days, you can even hear people compare Chris Brown to Michael Jackson's level. Like the one that really shook me the most was somebody comparing Taylor Swift's celebrity level to Michael Jackson. What the fuck? There was no social media at that time, but trust me, I was not up to like 5-6 years when I knew Michael Jackson. So literally, I think there is no comparison here. And you can still go to some part of the world right now, even after, if I'm not making any mistake, 15 years of his death or 16 years of Michael Jackson's death, people, kids of 10 years still know the name Michael fucking Jackson. So that's levels to this shit. So as I said, you don't need to prove anything when you're already doing. And also, Spyro also came out to deny that he never said that he experienced career setback after the collaboration with Wiz Kid. With Davido. I don't know who was pushing that agenda. I don't know how it started, but trust me, he came out and he said he never said anything like that. Meeting Chris Brown changed my life. Also, Davido said, as I said, it has been a collaboration from time to time. The both of them has been, you know, doing some amazing jobs together since they came to meet, and they came across each other, and it has been an amazing collaboration for the both of them. Amazing duo, and I think they're still having a lot of things to do for us in the future. I just hope they don't just part ways as soon as possible. And the most amazing one here that really got me laughing when I read it was the one that says Shane Law says that the same P-Square that was against APC performed at Buhari's inauguration. First of all, I would say Shane Law, yes, they might go to perform at the inauguration, it doesn't mean they support the president. They support a certain party, doesn't mean they can't go and perform it. I know it's a bitchy thing to do, it's a coward thing to do. But you, what is your point right now? You trying to now start putting out celebrities that also that supported you, or that went with Buhari to do something, Buhari to do something? I don't know. Just tell me, how does it make sense? Or because you are supporting Tinubu, everybody's backlashing you and you're trying to flip things around? I don't know. Don't be a coward. If you're supporting a certain party because of, say, they pay you something, just stick to it and just do what you do. Don't be a bitch. I hate people who try to be like, yes, this one will call. No, you shut the fuck up. You doing some certain things because of some certain levels. I don't know. I don't have any reason why. You don't need to explain your reasons to me. This is politics. You have a reason you are supporting a certain party. Congratulations. It might be for the money, it might be for the fame, it might be for any reason. I don't care. So you supported them. Don't give any other person's opinion. What about you, Daddy? No, just shut the fuck up and support you supporting. I think that's the only reason most of us are still backwards today, because we're always looking at what the other person is always doing. What about your opinion? Does fucking matter? Talk about yours. Don't refer to anybody. Don't point out to anybody. What about you? You literally. So you've been one of the top heads who really stood by Tinubu in this election and said Tinubu was going to make it by force, by death, or whatever thing. Now he's made it, and his tenure is not going too well as planned. So what else were you expecting from any of us? Just come and start clapping for you, be like, okay, fine, you do it, but always say you try. I don't know, make it make sense to me, please. I think I literally do not understand what's going on here right now. So I think it's about time Shayla should just focus on other things. As I said, he used to be a good comedian, but now he has focused more on politics. So if now your politics, why you do me the fan one small councilorship, give him, make it day, me that he, you know, me that he hold it back and all of those things. So without talking too much right now, I think you've come to the end end of today's episode. I just want to say thank you if you stayed to this very long. My name is Dash Leshebrook. Once again, if you miss any of our episodes, just search on our website at www.radiofab.it, or you can just visit Spotify or Apple Music for any of our podcasts. An amazing time if you really had, and me, I did. Hope to see you here next week again, and so we have a blazing and amazing time once again. Without talking too much, I just want to say peace and have an amazing week. And tomorrow is holiday, general world holiday, by the way, so enjoy your weekend and have a stay blessed, by the way. Good night, as we always say in Italian. Ci vediamo alla prossima puntata e ciao.
I go by the name Dutch Leshebrook, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. I go by the name Dutch Leshebrook, and you're listening to My House.
Shanu mi cho, palo damu mi cho, cause I'm really lost. I've seen it all, I'm already gone. Why slow my really love, come give me love. She tell me say she go change down for me. Kuri ma show me, now only money fit to shake her body. Ah, she go leave out for me, Fatima gay king gay. Me love last night, could you curry for me? Forget about you today. I'll give you love, that's right. She told me, running. Oh no, go out comforting me. Let more body me, go your body me. Ah, I know you go eyes on money me. She say, no really, go there, but me. Ah, go out comforting me. Let more body me, go your body me. Ah, I know you go eyes on money me. She say, no really, go there, but me. Ah. I know you got eyes on money me. Oh, money me, shuma bani yi. I don't care, shuma je dinayi. Shuma lo yi funi, muma je kubi. And anytime you carry tampon, I don't say that night no go transform, but I want to let you know say anything I could provide. You try. Caramel body, anybody like korodo. Para vale kori dola, balo fatu, I wish you could. Getting agitated when you never say yes. Do us like us, do money now with us, it be nibo. Go out comforting me, let more body me, go your body me. Ah, I know you go eyes on money me. She say, no really, go there, but to me. Ah, go out comforting me, let more body me, go your body me. Ah, I know you go eyes on money me. She say, no really, go there, but to me. Comforting me, let more body me, go your body me. Ah, I know you got eyes on money me. She say not really, go there but to me.